Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Okay, hi. Hello, my witchy boo. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's going to be an episode, people. Oh, come on. Face it. This is the most fun I have all day, all week.
Oh, it totally is. Oh, my God. It totally is.
So many giggles.
Okay, so hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I am doing great. And how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you very much. Eating a lot of keto peanut butter and jelly sandwiches lately. Because it's convenient.
On-the-go comfort food, right?
On-the-go comfort. And it's easy. It doesn't really need to be refrigerated. There's that. But I don't know what else to add other than that. It's really lame. I wish I had something better. So far, we start out with giggling and keto peanut butter and jelly.
Adding value already.
Right? So today, thank God today, we're actually going to read your questions to you and give you some maybe good answers.
Maybe.
We'll see what happens.
We'll try our best.
And I don't have names for people for these. If it's you.
Yeah, you can let us know because these came in from Instagram, like in a survey that we held. So ideas flowed in through Instagram. So we didn't get all the names. We just got the questions.
Or I might give you a name.
I will name you.
I'm going to name you.
So please let us know. You guys can just comment back in the episode post. Let us know who you are if this question
raise your hand.
Yeah.
Okay, so
first we can acknowledge you, yeah.
We did that whole episode that we called Let Go My Ego. So this is going to be from our listener that I'm going to call Waffle.
Nice.
So Waffle wrote in. And let me tell you, Waffle, there's nothing that this girl loves more than a waffle. Actually, donuts. Donuts than waffles. Okay. So Waffle, here is your question. Ego, ? I love to serve and help. I love the feeling of being helpful. It's satisfying, but what is it?
Helping. That helping, the gateway drug to egomaniac.
Yeah. So explain, because I think that's a very important comment you just made.
The first thing I would say is to make sure that you understand the distinction between serving and helping. Because she says, I love to serve and help. And those are two different things.
Yes, they are.
Because how can I serve you? Means I am looking for the pathway to the highest vibe available. I'm going to serve you in this way that is value, that creates value, that creates a shift. And that's a very high calling. Helping can be very helpful. And it's nice when people do it. But there's an element in helping that says, you are inadequate. And I'm going to be able to bridge that gap because I'm better than you. I have something you don't have. And sometimes you don't care. Like, I need help, right? Yes, you have something I don't have, and that's fine. But sometimes helping has a shadow side to it that says, I am superior to you. And this is a very fine distinction. And whosever question this is.
I told you, it's Waffle. That's whose
Waffle.
Question it is. What do you mean you don't know whose question it is? I stated it twice up front.
Okay, you're helping me. Thank you.
You knew the information. I just had to remind you. So, I'm serving you, bitch. That's what I'm doing.
Reminding me. But now that you have the distinction, and again, it's fine when you're really clear about, hey, I have something you don't have. I'm going to help you. And then make sure that you check and say, oh, do I feel like I own the result because I helped this other person, right? Because you don't own the results. You own the assist. Like in basketball, right? When you get the assist, the person who made the shot gets credit for the shot. The assist is valuable, super valuable, but it's not the main point. And so be really clear about that. Does this make sense?
You're asking me or the audience?
Yes, I'm asking you. I'm not asking Waffle.
Because normally when you say, welcome, I'm like, thanks. Welcome back. Thanks. It makes total sense to me. And it reminds me, again, of another of conversations that we've had in the past. And one way that you made a distinction between the two is when you talked about when someone is struggling and you dive in to help someone, like you're literally throwing your body in front of them on their own path. So you are stopping them. And A, you're actually not helping anybody. You're not helping them. You're not assisting them. You are getting in their damn way. And then the other thing is that you're also doing is that you're creating some not great karma for yourself.
Right. It's a seven of air if you're in tarot, right? I'll take this problem because this is easy for me and I've done it 1,000 times, which means you're not growing and you're preventing them from growing.
And that's that prevention. And I think that's the important part for people. It's that it is that old, like that is, I think it's a biblical story about teaching. I think it's teaching a man to fish.
Right.
Versus just in that, and he can fish for eat for life versus just giving them a fish they eat for a meal kind of thing.
Right.
And I think it's a bit of the same principle to that.
So the other thing is people that I know love to help others are usually test somewhere in the neighborhood of the 2 on the Enneagram. And that might be an interesting place to start reading and being curious about the pattern and how it got set. But chances are somewhere along the line, you learned that, you know, your needs weren't the priority. And so the only way to get your needs met is through others. Like there was probably someone else in the household that drew attention and resources in the family. You know, having great compassion that you learn the lesson well, but it doesn't give you permission to not take care of your own needs first. Super important, super high lesson to delve into. So
yeah, that really is. And then another, and again, I love how you'll say like a teaching moment and then it's my turn to talk. But then what I talk about is a teaching moment that you gave me. So it's just going back and forth about all your teaching. And sometimes you say them and sometimes they come out of my mouth. So another one that I loved in this realm was even if you are, and I remember this very distinctly from you, which is because I was talking to you about a friend of mine that I thought I was helping with his sleep paralysis. And you said, you are not to put in more effort than him on his own healing. And I've used that actually when people have come to me and said, I need your help kind of thing. I said, here's my deal. This is our agreement. And I know I've talked about this before on the show, but I said, this is our agreement. I will not put more into you than you put into yourself.
Right.
And if somebody agrees, and then if I see what's happening and they don't, I'll be like, listen, you broke our agreement. And interestingly, what happens is that they really do learn. Like they get it just through that process. But that is also because I am strong enough now. I wasn't before, and truth be told, but I'm strong enough now. And I know more now, right? When you know better, you do better. A little more wisdom on how to do that with people. Right. And so that's a really important thing that if you're somebody that people go to because you are capable, and listen, I'm very capable in this world. I can navigate this earth, but I've also learned it's not my job to navigate for everyone. My job is to navigate for myself. And then if somebody needs some navigational help, I do not need to drive their damn car.
Right.
They need to drive their car. That is what I need to do instead. So for those of you like me, that is a big distinction for me.
And, you know, this is really the disease of the need to please or the need to be liked. Like you only get your value from the approval of others. So this is the shadow side of that. Oh, it feels so satisfying to help people. And obviously it does. And there's a natural, that's fine. But when you only derive your value from that, then you need a little reality check because you're jumping in the car and driving it.
Absolutely right. One of my favorite things to do now is when we make a decision to be charitable about something, never put our name on it. It's always anonymous.
It's a good ego check, right?
Especially if you go on places like GoFundMe, which is, I mean, through the roof these days because people who succumb to COVID, families, loved ones, friends, whatever, will start GoFundMe pages for them. And there's all sorts of notes. People actually want to be seen on there. Mm-hmm. They put their full ass name on it. And it's an ego check. It is, wait, am I doing this because I want to be the highest donor or acknowledged as a donor or whatever that it is, a contributor? And the answer is no, I don't. Because by P.S., everybody, people see names and they will search your shit on Google. So FYI. They'll show up at your door. They will show up at your dance. You got money, baby. But I just think like those types of things. So again, and it's okay to admit if you're one of these people. I just admitted, you guys, I was one of those people. If you're one of those folks, there are things you can do to try to navigate around it and get it when you talk about putting your ego in check, right? It's, oh, this is how I check myself.
The other thing that happens in this place is that when you're always taking care of someone else or others are looking for that continuous validation and affirmation from others, eventually you lose your own wish list because you're not taking care of things that you want or things that you're accountable for. So it really has a pretty strong negative backlash. And it can take years or decades for that to surface. So it's a really healthy check. So this isn't about judgment. Like it's just another Earth School lesson. So we invite you into that space. And thank you. Thank you for the question. Yeah.
Thank you, Waffle. I think it is a really great question. And again, Waffle, we're the same, right? I'm Donut, you're Waffle. And I've been down this path. It's a really shitty path. There's a lot of thorns, nails. You're going to fall on your face in the mud sometimes. You'll lose yourself. I love that question. So thank you for asking that.
Yeah, really. It's just so such beautiful awareness to even ask.
And a kind heart.
Yeah.
Right? Like really wants to do good in the world.
And go tend to your own wish list first.
That's right.
Yeah. And then play with others. And the other thing is when people, because these people have trouble with boundaries, they have trouble saying no. And when someone asks you to do something, it's an automatic, oh, sure, of course I can. Right. But then check yourself with, okay, what happens if I do this? What am I not taking care of for myself? What am I going to be resentful because I didn't have time and energy to do on my own to-do list? That's your barometer. Not, can I do this? Oh, will this be fun to help someone? That's not the question you're saying yes or no to.
Correct.
Will there be resentment at the end of the day because of this? That's your question.
And just one quick thing before we go to a break is before will you even answer, buy a little time and think about it.
Let me get back to you tomorrow.
Let me get back to you tomorrow and I'll let you know. I love you. I'll let you know whatever your relationship is with whoever it is that asks. But truly take a beat because I started practicing that.
Yeah, because you've been trained so long to say yes. Like you don't have needs. You're here to take care of everyone else.
And I can do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm capable.
Yeah.
It's like, why not?
Yeah.
Why not use those superpowers? Anyway, they're not really superpowers.
They're just superpowers with a kick-ass shadow.
Yeah, it is. But that's where you look at yourself. It's like, well, I can do it. So sure, I'll do it. But it's like, wait a second. Mm-hmm. It's not good for them. That's the thing. That's actually serving is when you think about the other person and what your actions can do or not do for to them.
Exactly.
All right. With that, we'll come back with the next question on The Price is Right.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Want to know the secret to a great night's sleep? It's Purple. Why? Because only Purple mattresses have the Gel Flex Grid. It's the reason why Purple mattresses are soft where you want it, firm where you need it, and instantly respond to movement. The Gel Flex Grid flexes around pressure points to support your whole body, no matter how you sleep. Plus, the Gel Flex Grid is 80% air. It breathes, so you're not too hot or too cold. Learn more about Purple mattresses and the Gel Flex Grid at purple.com. Purple, reinventing sleep.
And what is our next question, my elf?
Our next question is, and let's see here. We don't have a name for this person, so I need to think of a word for them. We're going to call them, this is a note from Curious. Actually, I think it's a note from Hopeful. And here's why. The question is asking us, what is your most mind-blowing revelations you've had in your lives about yourself, people, and worlds? And what I love about that question is because I think this is from somebody who wants to know what possibilities are.
Oh, I love that.
And that's what I really love. Like the first time I read it, I got all goosebumpy. It's like, oh, you just want to know what the possibilities are. That's what you want to know. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it feel that way?
I love my elf's magic. It's beautiful.
But that's why I just felt it because it's like, I just want to know what's possible. I'm going to give a few of my wild things. And then, because the other thing is about yourself. And I'm going to give you one that has nothing to do with being wild, but something I never thought I could find in who I am. And so I think the wild things that are like the unbelievable, like I never dreamed, the 25-year-old me would be like, you're full of shit. If I would have ever said these things or thought these things or even claimed to have experienced them. One is dimensional travel. That one is insane.
Where, that's a good one.
Oh my gosh, I took a step and was in another dimension. Mm. I have felt other dimensions, and I'm going to call them other planets, but they're not planets. They're other dimensional planets. Like, they're planets that don't exist in the physical world. I know I shared the story about the dragon dream, where there wasn't a dream. That was insane.
All I know is when I did that to you, you did not appreciate it that much.
When you did what to me?
When I stepped into another dimension in that crystal shop, remember?
Oh, that pissed me off because you did it to be invisible. But you did it to be invisible.
Well, guys. I didn't mean for you. It was for others and didn't feel like dealing with it. So
it's all your cloaks, lady. I mean, that's another thing. Let's be honest. All your cloaks, those are other amazing things that have happened. It's like, wait, what? Because you were right. You did it to me multiple times. You did it to me in the lobby of the Intercontinental Hotel on the backside of the Fox lot off of the Avenue of the Stars. Yeah, that's where it happened. I was walking around like I was crazy. I'm like, she's just here. I just lost her. So that's another wild thing. Let's be honest. You made yourself invisible.
I know, but you didn't. I'm just saying you did not appreciate it as much as when you're talking about it. It
I
was
did
amazing.
Not. It was not nearly as much fun. It's fun to go into a dimension where it's all crazy and weird. It's not fun to be in the dimension that you're in, allegedly, and the one you're looking for isn't there. So that's not fun, to be clear.
I understand.
Okay. So another one is that was really wild. And I felt like I was in a movie is when a painting came to life.
Oh, that's real.
That is real. Yeah. And I was sober. I was grounded. I have to say that. I was out of the two of us. I'm the one who could likely be drunk, not you. So, which hasn't happened, by the way, in quite a while. But I was sober, stone cold ass sober. I was alert. And that fucking painting moved like three dimensional, came out. Like, I was like, what? With my own eyes.
And you look around. Is anyone else seeing this? Is anyone else perturbed by this?
Right?
Yeah. And nobody moves. And you're like, come on, people.
You, of course, are like, wait, that's like Harry Potter. I'm like, yeah, cool. It's also like Ghostbusters 2. Because if anybody remembers in Ghostbusters 2, the painting came to life. Okay. You need to watch the damn movie, lady. It was crazy. So that was, didn't that happen to you? Haven't you had things come to life?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Like every day?
One of my favorites and one that I just wasn't expecting. Like paintings, I actually understand. I've seen many of them come to life. Like even the one that's behind me will pulsate and get really big.
Yes, it will. I've
seen it. Yeah, take over the room and come back. And like that, I understand because the artist puts their energy into it. And I have a concrete statue of an angel in the backyard that's probably maybe 4.5, 5 feet tall. And in the backyard, and she moved. And I was like,
oh, I love that.
This is back in the day. I'm like, Maggie, did you see that?
You know, so what'd she say?
My shih tzu was like, of course she moved. You
know? The bitch moves all the time, Mom. Why are you just seeing it?
Exactly. It was stunning. It was so good. Yeah, it took my breath away and I couldn't move for 10 minutes. I just stood there. I'm like, do it again.
Right. Just seriously.
Yeah, it's extraordinary.
That might truly be like one of those mind-blowing things. It's okay, I'm in. And especially if you can make a cement statue move, like that's some serious power. Right.
Because it's not the energetic layer of the painting coming out. Like that physically moved.
I love that.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That's so damn cool. I would say that this is very different for you because this has been your world. But the first time that I really audibly heard voices from the other side, it was startling because I was a grown-ass adult.
It was alarming.
It was. Oh, do you hear the alarms? I know. That's on the street. I apologize for that. Everybody, this is just life in the podcast world these days.
I was just being punny.
Yeah, it was a good pun. It was really good.
The first time you hear those voices and receive confirmation, it's such a blessing.
So all the clairs have been startling for me. So whether when I had the smelly clair was incredible. It's that old ass perfume I told that story about from like the 1800s. I smell this. It's god awful, by the way. It's probably because they didn't bathe and they stunk. So they needed something really powerful to cover up the body stench. Well, but it felt like that. It felt like you were on an airplane that was just getting ready to land, but everybody else on the plane were 90-year-old women getting their perfume out. I don't know if you've ever had that happen. You know, when somebody gets perfume out on a plane before you land, I've had way too much air travel in my life, but it has happened way too many times. And they put on that god awful perfume and it just like wafts throughout the whole plane. Imagine every passenger putting it on. That's what it smelled like.
Okay. I have not had that experience with Smelly Claire. I usually have roses and lilies.
No, I get stinky shit. Thanks. I mean, your name is Brenda Rose, so you get roses and mine is not. I get stinky shit. Oh, I think I answered the world's because she asked about most mind-blowing revelations that you've had in your lives about yourself, people. So I'll tell you what, the one that I had about myself is one that doesn't sound terribly interesting, but I'm going to throw it out there because it is something that was a spiritual growth for me. And the theme of it is about dignity. And this is about love, and it's about unconditional love. And it was when my mother was sick. Mm-hmm. I think everybody knows by now, she had Alzheimer's. And oh my God, I'm going to start crying. What the fuck is wrong with me?
It's your mama.
It's my mom. I know. I was going to take her to go see my uncle who lived 45 minutes away, her brother. In 45 minutes, she asked me maybe 50 times, if not more, where are we going? Where are we going? Where are we going? And I answered her the first time the same way I did the 50th time. And I'm like, we're going to go see Uncle Earl, Mom. We're going to go see Uncle Earl. Because what I wanted to do was preserve as much dignity for this woman that showed me unconditional love in my life. I wasn't selfish. I wasn't in that place of, Mom already told you. Because it's when you have an adult in that situation, there's like a lot of childlike behavior things that can happen, right? And I think that is one of the things. I think I knew at that moment that I finally understood and recognized what unconditional love actually is. And I think that was probably one of the most amazing, profound revelations about myself and life that I think I've ever had was that moment. And it was about dignity. Yeah. Dignity and unconditional love.
I had a similar experience of the combination of yours really in this way. When I read this question, the most mind-blowing is not the most sensational. It's not the first time the spirit like enters your body to channel. The most transformative experiences when you touch into that space, when you understand fully and connect in with the unconditional love that supports us with every breath.
Yeah.
With how much from the angels to the guides to your loved ones who are like cheering for you full on. Go do life. You got this. We love you. You can't fail. Even if it looks like you failed in our school, you can't fail because we love you already. When you know that, you can never unknow that. Mm-hmm. And our school is hard. So when you've got that tucked in your back pocket to pull out and wrap yourself in it and ask them all to come in and help you because you're scared and you're tired and you're annoyed and you're confused and you don't know, you can always count on that. And it changes everything.
It does change everything. And I think that that is one thing that I experienced, and we've gone through this story. I don't need to repeat it. And during Jacob Take the Wheel, was the fact that this is one of my guides that was doing everything in his spiritual power to save my life because he loved me. It's like, you needed to be here. Like, you're supposed to be here. And even though this would be a, let's call it circumstantial, even though that's not the case, situation of a car incident, he wanted to make sure that I had every opportunity to save myself.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It makes you want to play Erskine better, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I had a friend that, it's weird. I have some very interesting people that have handful that have had near-death experiences.
Can we do this as a cliffhanger?
we're going too far?
We just need to take a break.
All right, we'll break it. Cliffhanger.
I'll be right back.
Want to know the secret to a great night's sleep? It's Purple. Why? Because only Purple mattresses have the Gel Flex Grid. It's the reason why Purple mattresses are soft where you want it, firm where you need it, and instantly respond to movement. The Gel Flex Grid flexes around pressure points to support your whole body, no matter how you sleep. Plus, the Gel Flex Grid is 80% air. It breathes, so you're not too hot or too cold. Learn more about Purple mattresses and the Gel Flex Grid at purple.com. Purple, reinventing sleep.
Excuse my interrupting your story, my elf, but we did need to take a break. But now we want to hear about your friends.
Thank God, because I pretty much fucking forgot what I was saying before the break. So I believe what I was saying was that I have a really interesting mix of friends. Those are those folks that have a handful of people have had near death experiences, have another friend that actually is a walk-in. We talked about that. So this whole collection of people that I've learned so much from, they've all told me this in their own way. And one of them that I had the near-death experience, just to piggyback in a very awkward way, I think I just did, on what you were talking about, is that when they came back from physical death, they all say, we are all one.
Yeah.
What they're very clear on is that we are all connected. We are all from one. And don't argue with them. Don't even try, because it is, but it's one of those, I think it's one of those extraordinary experiences when you come back and you're like, yeah, I might not know a lot, but I know this.
Yeah.
And I know we all came from one.
It's this veil that we put on to return to Earth that says we individuate, we are separate from, and we are all one with the divine. So it's this journey from individualization into oneness. That's the journey of transformation, of transcendence. That's the invitation of Earth School. When you graduate, you realize this person who is in a, you know, separate body, the skin that holds the individualization, is just an illusion, and that we are experiencing the same thing in different ways. And that's why we come to expand the experience of the divine. We come to individuate so they can, so we expand how the divine holds Earth School. And yet, when we understand that it's all one, everything elevates. It's such a beautiful cycle.
And I love how eloquent you say things, because I would have said, hey man, we're all just not piles of meat. And you're like, in the skin, that dud. I'm like, no, pause me. That's what went through my head. I'm like, oh my God, that's so eloquent. And I'm so not.
Well, it's all the same thing. Words it is. And words.
Well, and there are some people who relate to my pile of meat comment. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I get that. When it's just piles of meat.
Yes,
it is. And that probably is one of the most, again, when we say mind-blowing, I think that when you can embody that, that is world-blowing. It's like, I got a secret. It's like, wait a second. Yeah, we're all here together. We're all one. We have the divine working on our side. It's a game changer. So you're no longer playing checkers, man. You're playing chess when you get
like
that.
Three-dimensional chess, yeah.
You are queens gambiting the shit out of life when you understand that.
Nice. And when I realize you're just an extension of me, I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to attack. I don't have to defend. I can just be with you. Go, okay. You experience it different. How can you not? You have a different perspective. You have different experiences that led you to this moment. But we're all contributing to the advancement, hopefully, of the divine experience.
And what psychology would say, which I really have always liked this, it's usually what you don't like in someone else is something you don't like about yourself. So that is, talk about a definition of a one. That we're all one.
Yes.
It's, these are things that I don't like about me, but I'm taking it out on you that I don't like it about me.
Yeah, because it's much easier to see it in you.
And the same thing about why we absolutely love other people is because it's what you actually love about yourself.
Yeah. And usually what we remember is how people help us feel. So help us feel joy. And what astrology would say is that ignition of Aries in the first house is that individuation. And then the circle all the way around the wheel to the last house, which is Pisces, which is water, which is the unification. So it's this individual river that flows to the ocean. And it's just the soul development going through each sign.
Oh my God, so beautiful. Can I end with one more beautiful thing? And I'm going to
yes.
I'm gonna walk with you. So I'm going to unplug, because I just hung this up in our condo. So I'm going to, oh my God, I'm old and I hurts a little bit. Okay.
My elf has been unpacking the new condo, so she's a little sore.
And I'm actually showing Brenda what I'm going to read to everybody on the screen. And
wasn't so I with you when you bought that?
As a matter of fact, you were with me in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, it is a quote from Maya Angelou that says, she said, I've learned that whenever I decide something with an open heart, I usually make the right decision. I've learned that even when I have pains, I don't have to be one. I mean, isn't that beautiful?
So good.
I've learned that every day you should reach out and touch someone. People love a warm hug or just a friendly pat on the back. I've learned that I still have a lot to learn. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And I only read that because you said something about we remember how people make us feel.
Yeah.
No, so go beautiful. Sit my ass back down.
So play by beautiful. Play. That's so good.
We had more questions, but I think we've run out of time. So it doesn't mean your questions won't be answered, because we will definitely do that.
And we thank you for the questions.
Oh my gosh. And there is one question that somebody has, and I'm just going to say, I'm not going to answer it yet. So I'm going to tell you the question, but I am studying like a mofo on this one. And it was about, the question was about alien and if the spiritual meaning. And I'm whoever sent that one in, I want you to know that I'm obsessed. I have books. I'm doing all sorts of stuff. We will answer nerdy that elf. Question. The nerdy elf is on fire, but I'm just not going to answer it today. So you got to hold out for when that one shows up.
Cliffhanger.
That's a big, it could be months, by the way, because I'm really into it.
You guys are so inspiring. Thank you for listening, and thank you for all your questions. And remember, our school is hard.
Without the other side. Thanks, everybody. Bye. Thanks, my witchy poo.
Thank you, my elf. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Alejandra Arevalo, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.